From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the Islamic State is to blame for a child suicide bombing carried out on Saturday, an attack at a wedding party in southeastern Turkey, killing at least 51, wounding scores of others, many of them critically. Mr. Erdogan said it is clear IS has had an organization in Gaziantep, where the weekend attack happened, or was attempting to establish one there. Regional analyst Ian Lustig of the University of Pennsylvania tells VOA if the blast is the work of the Islamic State, it could be a reprisal for the gains against the group by the U.S.-backed Kurdish forces in northern Syria.
Gaziantep, where the bombing occurred, is indeed a center for Syrian refugees, but it's also a crossing point for Kurdish militia going in to help the Kurds fight ISIS. Since there have been setbacks for ISIS in Syria as a result of Kurdish fighters gaining territory from ISIS, ISIS appears to think that Turks could stop the Kurds from fighting them in Syria, and they're not.
U.S. condemned the wedding attack. Comes as U.S. Vice President Joe Biden heads to Ankara later this week, where he is expected to discuss the fight against terrorism. United States has also condemned two explosions in north-central Somalia in which at least 17 people were killed, saying the cowardly attacks targeting security forces in Puntland, government officials, and civilians are an attempt to weaken the East African country. This is VOA News. Afghan security forces have recaptured a northeastern district from the Taliban in Kunduz province. The commander, General Murad Ali Murad, said his forces have successfully launched air and ground operations from different directions against the insurgents. Meantime, African troops were forced to abandon Khanabad district because of a lack of ammunition and reinforcements, according to government officials in Kabul. Provincial capital of Kunduz briefly fell to the Taliban last year. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte railed against the United Nations after it called for an end to the wave of killings unleashed by his war on drugs, taking issue with the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
That during her term and for a longer period, what have you done for the world, Mr. United Nations? Let me, if he comes here, to tell him straight. Mayor Duterte would ask only 5 questions to prove that you're stupid.
Philippines Foreign Affairs Secretary Perfecto Yasi Jr. today said his country will not be leaving the United Nations. South Korea and the United States began annual military drills today despite North Korea's threat of nuclear strikes in response to the exercises that it calls invasion rehearsal. This kind of rhetoric by Pyongyang is not unusual, but the latest warning comes at a time of more tensions following the defection of a North Korean diplomat, plus a U.S. plan to place a high-tech defense missile system in South Korea. And China says a branch of its Coast Guard is holding live firing exercises in the Tonkin Gulf amid disputes over the territory in the South China Sea. Closing ceremonies for the Rio de Janeiro Summer Olympics were held late Sunday, and Ed Hula, editor of the website AroundTheRings.com, was there. He tells VOA, overall, the city was able to host successful games.
The games have finished with a glorious ending for Brazil on a unfortunately rainy night. But besides little problems, nothing big, nothing bad. And Rio, I think, has proved that it could host a version of the Olympic Games.
U.S. dominated the games with 121 medals, followed by China, Britain, and Russia. It's now on to the next Summer Games. Those will be in Tokyo in 2020. Get more on what happened at the Olympics at our website, voanews.com. You can always find more news on our VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.